If I say the word mayor, did you just think Rob Ford? As if you need any further proof that Toronto's leader is now the most famous or infamous mayor in the world. Yes, he admitted to smoking crack while in a drunken stupor, and the city council there has taken away many of his executive powers and part of his budget. And yes, he said things publicly you wouldn't want your kids to hear. But Ford vows to carry on. Through it all, Ford supporters, and there are many, still have his back. Reporter Genevieve Auger went to meet some of them.
It's 10 a.m. at Woodbine Racetrack in northwest Toronto. It's too early for a horse race, but there are plenty of slot machines to keep people entertained. This is Etobicoke, the heart of Rob Ford country. People here voted for him as a city councillor three times before electing him mayor in 2010. Then they sent his brother Doug to fill his council seat. Anne, who prefers not to give her last name, says she doesn't care about the crack smoking and other bad behavior Ford's admitted to.
My opinion of him remains exactly the same. There is no change. He is who he is, and I voted for him, and I would vote for him again.
Anne's part of Ford Nation, the folks who support Rob Ford no matter what. She says the mayor has been doing a good job and that he's just been under a lot of pressure.
Everything is blown out of proportion. I'm sure that a lot of other politicians have a lot of skeletons in their closet, and if you're going to go there and dig everything out, it doesn't change anything.
Ford Nation is also the name of the mayor's television show on Sun TV, a small right-wing cable news channel.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sun News and Ford Nation. I'm Mayor Rob Ford.
It got canceled this week after just the first episode. Sun TV says it can't afford it. But Rob Ford says he'll carry on fighting Toronto city elites on behalf of the little guy and trying to save taxpayers' money. That's the refrain that comes up again and again at the Woodbine Mall.
Because he's my boy. He does things for me. He's restricting the increasing taxes on the property. I vote for him as a councillor and as a mayor.
Italo Vinafro is a retired florist in his 70s, out shopping with his wife. Not the kind of person you'd expect to hear condoning the use of crack cocaine.
A lot of people do, yes. He had the guts to say that. He admitted it. I think it's one of the normal situations that people have done it, but because he's the mayor, he's getting blamed for it.
Like many Etobicoke residents, Vinafro has met Rob Ford. The mayor visited his street to try to resolve a neighbor's dispute. Ford is known for personally returning constituents' calls about everyday issues, like backed-up city sewers, a neighbor's fence that's too high, and problems with garbage pickup. What's notable about Ford Nation is just how diverse it is. The suburban, car-friendly boulevards of Etobicoke are home to many recent immigrants. People like Jernal Growal, who was born in India. He's another Ford backer.
I like him because he saved Toronto's tax. Number one, he's money saver. Rest is whatever he's drinking, he's doing in his own time, not in our time.
Now, Rob Ford did vote to increase property taxes by 1.6% over 3 years to pay for a subway extension, instead of opting for a less expensive light rail system. But a lot of his political support is about the personal. People like that he's a regular guy, and that unlike many other politicians, he's unpolished and completely unpredictable. For The World, I'm Genevieve Auger in Toronto.